The Emerald Atlas by John Stevens, read by Jim Dale.
Prologue. The girl was shaken awake. Her mother was leaning over her.
Kate!
Her voice was low and urgent.
Listen very closely. I need you to do something for me. I need you to keep your brother and sister safe. Do you understand? I need you to keep Michael and Emma safe.
What?
There isn't time to explain. Promise me you'll look after them. But, oh, Kate, please, just promise me.
I promise. It was Christmas Eve. Snow had been falling all day. As the oldest, Kate had been allowed to stay up later than her brother and sister. That meant that long after the voices of the carolers had faded away, she'd sat with her parents beside the fire, sipping hot chocolate as they exchanged presents. The children would receive theirs in the morning, and feeling very adult for her 4 years. Her mother gave her father a small, thick book, very worn and old, that seemed to please him greatly, and he, in turn, gave her a locket on a gold chain. Inside the locket was a tiny picture of the children, Kate, 2-year-old Michael, and baby Emma. Then, finally, it was up to bed, and Kate lay there in the darkness, warm and happy under her blankets, wondering how she would ever fall asleep. And it seemed the very next moment she was being shaken awake. The door to her room was open, and, in the light from the hall, she watched as her mother reached back and unclasped the locket. She bent forward and slid her hands underneath Kate, fastening it around her neck. The girl felt the soft brush of her mother's hair, smelled the gingerbread she'd been cooking that afternoon, and then something wet struck her cheek, and she realized her...